This is Shop Talk, our weekly discussion of journalism issues. I'm Rich Ecker.
I'm Will Buss.
And I'm Jasmine Creighton.
So the Peoria Journal-Star a few weeks ago reported on some changes coming to local TV stations. And in the article, Mark DeSantis, the general manager of WEEK-TV, commented that there seems to be a lack of commitment from young reporters. He's quoted as saying, "A lot of the turnover is due to the new young workforce coming out of college without the same commitment and loyalty to companies as previous generations have had." And Jasmine, the radio audience cannot see this right now, but you're sitting over there shaking your head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Loyalty starts right at the top. That there is a high turnover, not just with reporters, beginning reporters. There's a high turnover in all tiers of newsrooms. We're talking news directors, even WEEK, they've had a changeover in news directors. Their last news director was only there a couple years. So you're seeing that there's a lot of turnover at the top. And if the people in the higher tiers are going to say that there's a high turnover because of, you know, no loyalty, well, why are they moving around from place to place within a few years? This is just what goes on now at newsrooms. And a lot of the reason that there's such a high turnover is because, well, I mean, the pay isn't there. And a lot of people, I mean, it's easy to point the finger at the beginning reporters. Those people are probably making the low 20s. And I can say that for a fact in the Peoria area. Some of our beginning reporters, people I've talked to, are making in the low 20s, 20,000s. So, I mean, that's not a lot of money to start out after you've been going to school for 4 or 5 years and you have college debt and you maybe are trying to get an apartment of your own for the first time. A lot of people end up living with their parents. So I'm a little fired up about that because it's not that you have people who are not loyal, disloyal to a company. It's that the company isn't doing what they should be doing to have people be loyal.
Yeah, it's a two-way street. There needs to be some loyalty from the company, too. And certainly in smaller markets, what are considered markets for perhaps entry-level markets, sometimes they don't want the reporters to stick around for a long time because then they feel obligated to give them pay raises. You have to pay more to someone who's been there for a longer period of time. And perhaps management just wants to keep shuffling new people in and keep the payroll low. Will, you're working at a small newspaper this summer. Well, what are things like there?
Sure. This was a small newspaper where I actually began my career, and I was there 16 months, only to move on to another paper where I was there for 16 years. I find this criticism from this gentleman rather unusual, I think, because I never really heard this from anywhere else. I remember coming into where I worked for 16 years and hearing from an editor say more than one time he understands that it was a mid-size daily in the metropolitan area, St. Louis market, and I remember him saying that this was something where he understood that people might put in their time here 4 or 5 years and might want to move on to someplace else, and they understood that. Though we had, I guess we had both kind of stripes there of reporters there, where we had reporters that were there for a few months and those that were there for several years, like myself. So it was understood that if you put your time in somewhere and you moved on to better things, well, that's fine. We'd love to have you. Hate to see you go, but congratulations to you and better to you. And when I finally moved on and went to the university, that was the sentiment given to me. But I think it was understood from top to bottom that you have to build your way up the ladder, and you really don't go into newspapers necessarily for the pay. It was always for the bylines and the ability to do some great work and great journalism. Now, it might sound somewhat corny, but it really, I think, from my experience in working at a small town daily to a larger metropolitan area, I found that to be the case for me. And I never felt like I had to be loyal. I was loyal by showing up to work and putting in the time that I did, however short or however long I was there.
Yeah, certainly pay matters to a certain extent. You want to receive a living wage for the work you do. But for reporters, a lot of times there's just that passion. We enjoy what we do. There's a passion about going out and covering what's happening in the community. But it's got to be frustrating from the standpoint of these staffs getting smaller and smaller, the phrase we've used, having to do more with less. And I think there's a certain level of loyalty there, too, is making sure that the newsrooms are adequately staffed so reporters can do their jobs and not get frustrated by just not having enough people to cover everything that you want to cover and not being able to cover things the way they should be covered.
Yeah, and I've experienced that as a news producer in an Ohio market. It's a small market. We had just enough people to go out and you know, fill a couple newscasts during the day, but people were stretched thin, and people were working not only during their shifts, but they were working at night making calls to set up their next day. Their lives are consumed a lot of the time by being able to churn out some kind of news product on a daily basis. And as a news producer, I was checking my email constantly as much as possible when I was at work, but also at home when you're not necessarily supposed to be on the clock and you're supposed to have some free time. You usually don't have that free time. But in regard to the loyalty comment made by Mark DeSantis, I just want to comment about Gretchen Wertz and Mark Welp, who were Peoria's long-running TV news duo. They're anchoring WHOI. They were let go after about 11 years. And there's been no comment about why they were let go, but they were let go at about the same time. And one of them did comment on a post that I was following about this news article. They're saying, you know, I was very dedicated to the station. So it sounded like they were not very happy about how things parted and that maybe they felt that they were undercut in some way. So, you know, you have people who are loyal to a station who'd been there a long time, were probably making some decent money finally, and they were let go.
Yeah, I would say, Rich, to I don't think this is a issue of loyalty as it is. It's given the economy and the situation with journalism and the newspapers and broadcasting in general, where I think you always have to have, as my coworkers I've always talked about, when we were on our own or afterwards or at lunch, we were always thinking about our plan Bs because we had witnessed furloughs and layoffs and those kind of things. I don't think it was because that we weren't being loyal, that we were just trying to be careful and watch out and make sure that we had something, because you never know what's happening with newspapers.
Hey, we need to wrap things up for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more Shop Talk.